And what better reason than that Larry Weber has returned to our airwaves. Good morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And yes, we have plenty of sunshine. I thought it was interesting with your forecast, the winds from the east. That is, in springtime, that is something that really causes us to take note. And we are going to get that. Now, this I have only been back for a short time, but in what I've seen, it seems like maybe this March is a bit weird. But if you look at statistics, the temperature for the whole month, though it hasn't really gotten warm and it hasn't gotten extremely cold, is pretty close to average at this time. What is not average, of course, is the snowfall and the precipitation. Oh my gosh, I was so surprised to see that statistic when I got back of less than a half inch of snow that had been recorded for the whole month. Wow. Much of where I was also dry. However, that could be changing. You know, April has an ability to do that. There, we all probably can remember, you know, it's a week from tomorrow is the last day of March. So as I look forward to April, many of us can probably remember April of 13, where there was over 50 inches of snow. So things can definitely still turn around, but we will see. If not, this was going to be a winter where the snowiest month is February, and that doesn't happen very often. I think I mentioned once before that in 40 years of keeping weather stats, I only saw it happen once before. So our dry month turned out to be our snowy month, and what usually often is a snowy month turned out to be our dry month. We still have, however, plenty of snow on the ground, and it's a nice crusty snow. I was able to walk across the top of it this morning, and one of the phenology names for March is the crusty snow month, and so it's living up to that. Thanks to the passing of the vernal equinox, we now have more hours of daylight than we have of darkness. And thanks to the daylight savings time, we now have early morning darkness when we commute, followed by evening being nice and long. The sunset is now around 7:30, so that's a lot different from what we have been having. I won't talk much about my travels, but I will mention just a couple of things. I saw a lot of migrating birds, but I think the ones that stick in my mind the most are the birds that will be soon showing up here, robin, red-winged blackbirds, grackles, and such, and Canada geese. Now, Canada geese are not appreciated by everybody, and there probably are places right now in the Northland where Canada geese have already come back. But I saw flocks that were headed this direction. I think every flock of Canada geese I saw was going north. I also saw a lot of lakes that were still frozen. So they come north, but they do a little bit of lingering. It seems like they're eager to get further north, though they have to do some waiting. Remarkably adaptive bird. They become very, very common and can feed on all kinds of stuff. And like I said, we don't always appreciate them. But it was really great to see these big flocks of Canada geese. The other one that was so impressive was its cousin, and that was the snow geese. Now, snow geese will occasionally show up in our region. I think I have seen them virtually every year, though not in really big numbers. But if you want to see big numbers, you can go further west. And, yeah, they are huge numbers. I saw thousands and thousands of them. And that's another example of a bird that has very well adapted. And once again, it's a bird that's not necessarily appreciated. People who live in the areas where the snow geese migrate and nest also don't quite appreciate them. They become extremely populated in some of those regions. But I was very glad to see them. And once again, they represented a sign of the coming spring. A few other things that I saw representing the sign of the coming spring was maples in bloom, elms in bloom, witch hazel, though witch hazel doesn't grow this far north. It was also a nice one to see in bloom. Saw red buds in bloom, forsythia, juneberry, also known as a serviceberry, in bloom, and, of course, the flowering pear, which are so big and beautiful at this time. We haven't seen any of those yet. I stood a real close look when I got home and tried to see if the crocuses were coming up, and I think they are. So, yeah, things are going to happen. A lot of people get a little bit restless at this time, but stick with it. Things are going to happen, and according to your forecast, we're going to end the month a little bit cool. However, things will be different once we get to April, and don't forget, we have the second full moon of the month coming up on the 31st. So, Lisa, good to hear your voice again, and take care.
You bet, and it's good to hear you too, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac. He's an author, educator, speaker, traveler, and our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday here on 103.3 KUMD. Oh, and a special thank you to Clinton Nienhaus and Sparky Stensis, who valiantly took up the mantle of Larry Weber while he took a little well-deserved time off.